Let's head to Tokyo now, where after winning two gold medals yesterday, canoe sprint paddler Lisa Carrington was back on the water today. Carrington won gold in the K1 200 yesterday, and then just over an hour later teamed up with Caitlin Regal to also win the K2 500 event. Ko taku hoa I nai nei ko Maya Burry. Maya is live from Tokyo. Maya, bring us up to date with Carrington's gold medal chase. It continues.
Kia ora, Lisa. It sure does. After winning that K2 yesterday, Regal and Carrington back on the water as individuals today for the K1 500 heats. Fair to say those two gold medals she won yesterday definitely didn't seem to be weighing Lisa Carrington down. A super strong performance in these heats right from start to finish. Just powering through, looking cool, calm and collected. So she now advances to tomorrow's semi-final. So does Regal. She came third in her heat. And all going well in that semi-final, they then move on to the final, which gets underway at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So that gold rush for Carrington, it could continue, looking in great shape today, and less than 24 hours now to rest those arms before she gets back on the water again.
Hey, and what about other events where we might be in the hunt for tohu toa, for medals? What's coming up?
Well, in less than a minute's time, actually, we'll have Paul Snow Hansen and Dan Wilcox taking to the water for the men's 470 medal race in the sailing. They are sitting in fourth position heading into that race, so a chance they could sneak onto the podium there. Also tonight we'll have David Litty in the men's 109kg plus weightlifting competition. And then also another one to watch, the cycling track. We've got the men's pursuit team racing off for bronze against our trans-Tasman rivals Australia. And then another shot at a medal tomorrow with the shot put. We've got Tom Walsh and Jack O'Gill. They qualified second and ninth respectively in their heats yesterday, yesterday. And for those that were watching, not the easiest ride for Tom Walsh. He actually got three red flags for all of his three throws, but then after a sort of quite long and drawn out reviewing process, his best throw of the night was actually deemed legal. So he's in second place to qualify for the finals. So he'll be hoping for a smoother run tomorrow.
Thanks, Maya. Maya Burry in Tokyo live.